Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Wednesday, September the 2nd, 2020. Kind of a rainy Wednesday morning, 9:20, 17 minutes past the hour. And we're going to have a great show here this morning. Do want to give you a little programming note that following this show this morning at 10:10 a.m., we are going to be joined by Glenn Coble, and I'll be on with him from 10:10 until 12 noon talking about whatever, which is what we do every Wednesday, what's going around about town, going on around about town. And then Glenn will be on with his talk show from 12 to 1 p.m. today. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. And then we have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. Now, recently on this show, because of the political season we have been in, we've been following some of the political candidates and inviting the candidates into the studio to get to know them a little bit better. On Friday, we have Sheriff Bailey in the sheriff's race that will take place this coming November. And on Monday, we talked a little bit more about that with the Chief of Police, Bill Collins. And today, we're glad to welcome the Republican candidate for sheriff this coming November, Matt Bales. Matt, how are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Good. Good to meet with you here and have you in studio. Let's just start from the beginning here. Give us a little bit about your background.
Well, I was born and raised in Marion. I was born into a family of first responders. My father was a firefighter, my brother was a police officer, my uncle was a firefighter, my cousin is Phil Reed, the ex-fire chief here in town, my brother-in-law is was a police officer. I graduated in 1984 from Marion Harding High School. For those of us of my age, I was on the 1984 Harding baseball team that was state runners-up. I got a football scholarship to the University of Toledo, and I went up there, and it's where I met my wife, Jennifer. Came back to Marion when I got the job at the police department in 1989. We have two kids, Bryce and Kaylee. Bryce is a freshman at Bowling Green State University, and Kaylee is a speech therapist in the Westerville area. I spent 30 years in the Marion Police Department. I retired this past December. Over 22 of those years I spent as a supervisor. I spent 5 years as a canine handler, 13 years as the canine unit supervisor. I have lots of advanced schooling through the police department. I graduated in 2007 from the FBI National Academy. I also attended and graduated from the Police Executive Leadership College. I've won numerous awards at the department. I was the Mothers Against Drunk Driving Officer of the Year. That's pretty much it in a nutshell for me.
When you retired from the police department, how was it decided you were going to run for sheriff? What brought that about?
It's something I've been thinking about for quite a few years, just basically because of the things. While I was in the police department, there have been a lot of things happen over the years between the sheriff's office and the police department, and a lot of them, they weren't good. As far as the current sheriff is concerned, there's been a lack of cooperation between departments, things that he has done that has made me scratch my head and say, why is he doing that? As far as not cooperating, as far as a lot of things, actually, the one thing he hangs his hat on is combined dispatch. He thinks it's the best thing that he's done in his time as the sheriff. You know, I'm all for combined dispatch, but not the way he had it done. Not the way that came around.
What would be things aside from that we as the public would not understand, where things did not go as well as we might have thought they would have went between the sheriff department and the police department?
There's just been a basic lack of cooperation between the two. And I'll give you an example. back in the 2000s, probably 13 years ago or so, several members of the Marion Police Department went through training. It was called HIDA training, which is High Intensity Drug Traffic Area training. And basically what that training does is it gives the officer the ability to look at a person driving down the highway and look for certain indicators that they may be a drug trafficker or somebody bringing drugs into your community. After the training, there was a grant that was received to pay officers overtime to do nothing but this. The police department approached the sheriff and asked him if he would deputize the officers so they could work the main drug traffic corridor of Marion County, which is US 23, because you know that goes from Columbus to Detroit. A lot of drugs come in on US 23. He said no. He would not do that. He wouldn't allow us to do that. So the police department went to Wyandotte County and talked to the Wyandotte County Sheriff. And the Wyandotte County Sheriff said, sure, come on, I'll deputize you guys. And so we worked in Wyandotte County for 3 months to keep drugs out of his community. That's just one example of things. The SRT team, there used to be a combined SRT team between the city and the county. Combining an SRT team is a good thing for many reasons. Number one, the two agencies can share the cost of equipment and so forth. Plus, it gives you the manpower to go out. If you have a large-scale operation going on, if you have a drug house where you know multiple weapons are going to be there, the more manpower that you have, the better, because it's going to protect the officers, it's going to protect the citizens, and it's going to protect the suspects when you have a larger amount of manpower that you can use. He dissolved this partnership back in the 2000s, and there really wasn't any reason to do so, other than I guess he just wanted to have his own SRT team. When he did that, the police department at that point had to pay for all their equipment themselves. The sheriff's department had to pay for all their equipment themselves, and it was a waste of money.
Is it hard to run against a five-term or a four-term incumbent?
Absolutely. He has the name recognition of the county that he's been sheriff for 16 years. That's something that I have to overcome in my campaign. I was born and raised in Marion County, so I do know a lot of people here, but you know, somebody that's been there for 16 years, I have to overcome that.
And then here comes the pandemic, which certainly has changed the way I think everybody's campaigning. How has it changed the way you've been able to campaign?
Well, this being my first political foray, I wanted to go to the fair. I had it blocked off to be the fair all week. That was canceled. I was going to be at the Popcorn Festival every day. That was canceled. Fundraising. It's not cheap running for office. It really isn't. And I was able to have one fundraiser back in February, and then the pandemic hit. And I had a mail fundraiser last month. But other than that, you know, it's very difficult to do that. I have gone door to door, and I'm going to continue to go door to door. People have been very receptive to me doing that. You know, I knock on the door and I step back 6 feet to give them plenty of room, and they've been very receptive. I've had a lot of good conversations in the community with people by doing that. They have a lot of things to say.
What is the community saying? What's the consensus when you're out?
Change. They're wanting a change. It's overwhelming the number of people that I've talked to. People that have supported the sheriff in the past are telling me it's time to change. He's been there 16 years. It's time for new blood in the office. I have to say that overwhelmingly, that has been the message that's been getting out to me.
If you got in your first day as sheriff, what are some of the changes you would start to implement?
Well, right off the bat, I have to get everything settled. I have to decide who my command staff is going to be. But one of the things that I would like to look at, probably not right away, but in the future, is changing how the combined dispatch is as far as who's in charge of it. I want to have a meeting with every fire chief, the police chief in the county, and ask them their opinion on how do you want this run? Do you want the sheriff to continue to run it on his own, or would you like to have a board run it? a board consisting of people that actually are using the combined dispatch so they can have a say. That was one of the things that back when this was made a few years ago, that was something that Sheriff Bailey insisted upon, and that's why it took 11 years to get this done. He was insistent that he wanted to be in charge of it whenever the combined dispatch was formed. And none of the other agencies have a say in how combined dispatch is run. There's an advisory council, but he doesn't have to take their advice on what to do. I've talked to several fire departments, county fire departments. In fact, I just talked to one last night, and they're not happy with the way things are being run there, as far as he doesn't listen to them about what they want to happen in combined dispatch. The dispatchers themselves are great people. I love the dispatchers that we have. The lieutenant in dispatch is Jessica. She's a great lady as well. But they just aren't. He's not listening to what the chiefs and the firefighters in the county want.
Being a part of the police force, what were your interactions with him, just on a personal level, over the years?
A personal level. Played golf with him one time back in the 90s. There hasn't been a big personal level relationship between he and I. I don't agree with a lot of stuff that he's done, so I really haven't tried to have a personal relationship with him. So that's...
Well, when you look back at his time being around, how would you rate his 16-year tenure at this point?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
About a 2, to be honest with you. There's just been so many things that's happened over the years that he's been the sheriff that have made me scratch my head. The amount of tax dollars he's wasted over the years. The treatment that I've heard that his employees have gotten from him over the years. We've had probably, over the past 5 years, there was probably 10 deputies or so that have left his office to come to the Marion Police Department. And I talked with all of them when I worked there, and they have stories that made me stop and think, why is this happening?
Without, betraying any confidences or anything, without saying any names, what kind of things were going on that people would not want to work for him?
Well, one good example, and I'm not going to name any
right,
names,
right.
Somebody gave their 2 weeks' notice because they were leaving the sheriff's office to come to the police department. He fired them right after giving their 2 weeks' notice. A couple years ago, there were several grievances filed against the sheriff by the deputies. He responded to that by sending out an email. He took the grievance chairman out of Marmet and reassigned him to other duties. Now, Marmet's kind of a plum position that people like. He took the grievance chairman who filed the grievances out of Marmet and put him in another position. He cut their work hours, all deputies' work hours, from 84 hours a pay period down to 80 hours a pay period. He told them they had to wear their Stetsons for a while, which they hate doing. And he told them they could no longer park next to the sheriff's office. They had to park away from the sheriff's office and walk into the building. Those are just a couple examples that I could give you right off the top of my head.
What does that say to you about him, knowing these stories?
I'm not into... I listened to him on your show last week, and I listened to the insults he hurled at me on your show, and I'm not one that wants to tread into mudslinging. I will say, just the things that I've seen, he's a bully. He may have been a great sheriff back in 1970, but in 2020, he's not. And it really, it disturbs me, some of the things that he's done. I'm not going to go into any more as far as... I'm not going to do any name calling, anything like that. I just have been very disturbed over the years about some of the things that he's done.
When you heard him on this show last week, what did you make of the whole thing overall?
whole thing overall is he didn't tell anybody why he should be sheriff 4 more years. All he did was launch into an attack on me. He called me a nobody. He said I broke the law. He said that Chief Collins broke the law. He didn't tell anybody why they should vote for him. He's trying to tell them why they shouldn't vote for me, which, you know, if you want your highest law enforcement officer in the county, you know, going around name calling, you know, he's basically what he was doing, Scott, last week was he was trying to be a magician. He was trying to keep everybody's attention focused up here on the name calling and everything else, and he was trying to keep everybody from looking over here, which is where the trick's happening, and this is where the issues are actually going on in this election. The things like I've talked about, like the failure to cooperate with other law enforcement agencies. You know, the combined dispatch, that was a total mess that he did, the deal he struck with the city to get combined dispatch. You know, I've been telling people I'm going to be a working sheriff. I'm going to be out on the road answering calls, enforcing laws, because Marion County Sheriff's Office isn't big enough for this county to have people sitting in a chair behind a desk when there's, you know, there's 404 square miles in Marion County, and there's several shifts a week where there's only 2 deputies to cover that.
Matt, you've heard this, and just to be above board with people, because who knows who was listening when, mm-hmm. So we want to, I do want people to hear this, and this, here's what this stems from, I think. Police Chief Bill Collins mm-hmm. announced that he was leaving that position on October the 1st. And in that interview, his departure interview, which I believe was done with the Marion Star, is where this first appeared, mm-hmm. he mentioned that he will be supporting you and mentioned that he has accepted, should you win in November, the deputy position
right.
with the sheriff's office. And this was Sheriff Bailey on this show Friday. If people didn't hear it, here's the clip. It's extended. I didn't want to cut it because we don't want to be accused of editing anything. So here's the clip from Friday, Sheriff Bailey on this show in response to that question.
Disappointed that he wasn't up front with me a long time ago. I'm also disappointed from, let me go into this perspective. Clear back in January, I filed a complaint with the Board of Elections against my opponent for violating state law. He violated state law, he violated the federal law, and he told the chief that he was going to be on sick leave for 3 months when in fact he was out campaigning. Now, I couldn't figure out why the chief didn't do anything about this. He kind of ignored it when, and essentially it's a fraud case. Well, now the mystery is solved because they're working together. Mm-hmm. And that is wholly disappointing. You know, if you go back a couple of years ago, you had the case where Julie Cagle was the clerk of court. She did not do her job for 15 years. There are thousands and thousands of documents not done, and I could go on forever on that. Then you have the householder case, and now we have a judge with the cloud over him, and you have the city auditor who has been charged with campaign, not campaign finance, but violation of campaign laws. And now we have, and I'm saying essentially these two people who have played loose and free with the law. They've ignored the law for their own self-gain. That's disappointing, extremely disappointing.
And they're law enforcement officers.
And they want to be, he wants to be the chief law enforcement officer of the county. He took an oath to support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of Ohio, and the laws of the state of Ohio. And whether you like the law or not, which they call the Hatch Act or the Little Hatch Act, whether you like it or not, that, you know, people think that, well, anyone should be able to run for office. And I'm not so sure I don't disagree with that, or I agree with that. So the FOP went to the state legislature and said, change the law so police officers could run. And the state said no. So the FOP locally went to the city and said, we would like to put in our contract where we could run for sheriff. And the city said no. So they circumvented all of that and their oath, and they're out doing political activity. It's against the law. I mean, that's where I take my oath seriously. I've tried to be an honorable person with integrity, and I do my job, the people of Marion County, and I just see us going down a slippery slope here.
So what they are doing, the chief and Matt Bales, right now is against the law.
So what Matt Bales did back then, before he retired, was against the law. The first thing you have to do when you run for sheriff is you have to go before the common pleas judge and file a candidacy. And so he came to the sheriff's office to get his fingerprints. I actually walked him through this while he was still working as a police officer. Then he's out campaigning as a police officer. Then he retired. The chief, who just announced that he's doing this, actually is in violation of the law also.
Do you think anything will come of that?
Someone said, well, you're the sheriff. Why don't you charge him with that? And my position is, I think it would be unethical for me to get involved in something directly where I have a personal interest. I'm trying to just avoid what they're doing, and that is I'm trying to obey the law and not do something that's unethical. So where's it going to go? I don't know. I think that's up to the people to decide if they want these two gentlemen to be their next sheriff.
Sheriff Tim Bailey on this program on Friday. Mm-hmm. Matt, when you heard that, and you hear it again here, what do you make of that? Explain that to us altogether.
Well, if my name was Donald Trump, I'd be screaming fake news right now. Mm-hmm. He filed a complaint against me with the Board of Elections. It went to a hearing. The Board of Elections, by a unanimous vote, Democrats and Republicans combined, rejected his complaint. All he was trying to do was to throw mud, which he's still doing today. I mean, he did it on your show last week. He's throwing mud at me. He's throwing mud at Bill Collins. All Bill Collins has done was respond to questions that were asked to him. You didn't see him do anything else. The Marion Star asked him what he was going to do, and he responded to their questions. It's Tim Bailey trying to avoid the issues of the case. He was trying to keep the voters of Marion County from having a choice in November. He wanted to have a free ride for his last time running for office, and that's what he's doing. He doesn't want to talk about the issues. He wants to throw mud at me, call me names, call me whatever he wants to. He can do that. I don't mind. You know, I think that the people are sick of races where people are throwing mud back and forth at each other. You know, just take a look at, you know, 6 months ago, Melissa Atkinson and Reinicke. That was all that race was about, was throwing mud back and forth at each other, to the point where the Marion County Republican chairman had to step in and say, quit acting like kids, you know. Tim Bailey, 72 years old, quit acting like a kid.
What do you think brought that on Friday?
I don't know. I don't know why he said that on Friday.
He mentioned during that interview that he felt that Chief Collins had not been upfront with him in regard to retiring at this time, not the first of the year, and accepting this position should you win. He mentioned that during the interview.
Uh-huh.
What do you make of that?
That is a lie. I know for a fact that Bill Collins told him about this months ago. This was not some big surprise that was just sprung on him by the newspaper. He was told about it months ago.
Well, and this is a much shorter clip and the only other clip we're going to play, but if you didn't hear it, in his own words, it's the sheriff on Friday discussing that particular issue.
First of all, let me say I've had a very good relationship with Chief Collins. We've worked together, and he's done a good job. When the race started off, he came into my office, sat down, and said, I'm not getting in the middle of this. I thought, I respect that. Thank you very much. As time went on, I began to hear from the inside that Bales was going to ask him, and in fact, it came out on the social media. The chief did not make that announcement, nor did Bales, but it came out. I talked to him at that point, and at that point in time, he said, no, I'm not doing this. I am quite familiar with the Hatch Act, which is the law that prevents public servants from becoming involved in party politics. So I'm like, okay, good. And then suddenly it comes out that he's going to be the chief deputy. And we're not voting for the chief deputy, we're voting for the sheriff. So it's a sidebar.
What did you make of it when it became reality?
So talking to people as I go out into the community and I talk about the sheriff's race, they have no idea who my opponent is. So he has no name recognition, he has no background. Again, as I said, he has no administrative experience. He has no experience within the sheriff's office. And I don't mean to get sidetracked here, but sheriff's offices and police agencies are wholly different. They're while we both go out and enforce the law, that's pretty much all that the police department does. The sheriff's office is security for the courts, security for the buildings. I sit on the jury commission. We serve all the subpoenas and foreclosures and all these other side things that the sheriff is required to do, but not the police department. So again, he has no experience in that regards, and a lot of people don't know him. I know that the chief had planned on retiring next year. I think that he's retiring now to give that ticket a name recognition, because Bales is not known.
The sheriff on Friday. Matt, what'd you make of that?
I guess nobody knows me, Scott. Which is funny, but since last night I just got the endorsement of the Marion City Firefighters Union. They know me. I was born and raised in Marion. You know, I have plenty of friends in Marion. If you look, I've put up over 500 signs in Marion County. Do you want to know how many I actually asked somebody to put up? Probably about 20. The rest of those are people requesting signs from me because they're ready for a change. You know, he's been there as sheriff for 16 years. He was chief deputy, I think, for 22 years before that. You know, I think when he started at the sheriff's office, I was about 6 years old. He's been there a long, 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 long time. And so he has name recognition in the county. I'd like to think that I do, too. As far as Bill Collins being my chief deputy, I couldn't have picked a better chief deputy. I think one of the things a leader has to do is look at himself and see where his strengths and weaknesses are, and then try to put people around him that will shore up whatever weaknesses he might have. I picked Bill Collins. Bill Collins is the chief of police, plenty of administrative experience. He worked at the sheriff's office for 4.5 years. He has experience there. He's like the picture-perfect chief deputy that I could have picked. And other than that, you know, except for Mr. Bailey, you know, saying nobody knows me and that I'm a nobody, that's, you know, he's just trying to avoid the issues. He's trying to avoid telling people why they should vote for him.
When did it all come about, and how did it all come about that Chief Collins would become your chief deputy?
I asked Bill probably in April if he would want to do it, and he agreed to that he would think about it, and you know, we had some more discussions about it, and he agreed to do it. And you know, the one thing that Mr. Bailey said that was correct was the fact that Bill has to retire. He has to retire before April of next year because of the retirement restrictions that the police and fire have. So he wanted to stay active. He wanted to stay in law enforcement, and so I thought it was a perfect marriage to have him and I go out to the sheriff's office. And I've had tremendous support from people over that choice. They said it was the perfect choice.
Regardless, you know, the name recognition thing is whatever it is. People will make whatever they make of it. But putting the current chief of police, who will have only been out of that position about a month when election day comes, do you think that helps on election day?
I'd say it probably does. You know, I didn't know Bill was going to do that until the day he did it. He texted me and you know, it was probably 7 o'clock in the morning. He texted me and asked if he'd give me a call, and I said yeah, and he called me up and told me that he and his wife Chris had discussed it, and then he wanted to retire October 1st, so he could come out and campaign with me the last month of the election.
Now, when October 1st happens, do you see the landscape changing any, since he will be able to go out and campaign and do things?
The landscape as far as...
As far as people know the chief, they know that if you should win, he will be a part of the sheriff's office. He'll be able to say things then that he cannot say now in that regard.
Yeah, I think that probably will change the landscape a little bit.
Yeah. There are some other things I want to talk about, because for some reason this is a big issue in Marion, and I think you've spoken to the Star about this, but we'll mm-hmm. get it here on the air. Judge Warner. And we ask everybody this. The mayor has called for his resignation, and Sheriff Bailey said if the facts all come out that he should resign. All we know right now, my understanding of this case is that there was what is called a hit-and-skip crash, and it was reported 9 hours later by Judge Warner that he and his wife were there at the scene. Other than that, what do you make of that?
Well, I don't know a lot more than what anybody else out there knows about it. All I know is what I've read on social media and in the newspapers, and I saw the accident report on social media. I was very disheartened by it. I was shocked by it. I couldn't believe it, and I'm disappointed in the judge and what happened.
Do you think he should resign?
You know, Scott, it's so late in the game right now. I mean, the accident happened 3 months ago. The only thing I could think of that they've been waiting on as far as presenting a case to the prosecutor would be the DNA results. It's so late in the game now. He's not presiding on the bench. He took a leave of absence, which I wish he would have taken a leave of absence right after it happened instead of waiting 2 months. I would say this probably will come to a conclusion in the next couple of weeks. So let's let it play out for a couple of weeks and find out what the prosecutor says and if there's charges filed. And, you know, at that point, you know, look, and also I think there should be a time limit on how long he is able to be on a leave of absence.
Do you think with all the publicity that's been around this from Columbus media, local media, social media, mm-hmm. and the fact that we're going to have some resolution on this, no matter what it is, do you think he can come back and be an effective judge with all the water that's been over the bridge at this point?
I think it's going to be very difficult for him, no matter what the prosecutor says about the case. I think it's going to be very difficult for him. And if he is actually charged out of the case, then at that point, you know, he has to make a decision.
If he ends up being charged, and we don't know, that hasn't happened yet, regardless of the trial or not, which I assume there would be one if he was charged, mm-hmm. If he was charged, should he resign?
I would say that if he is charged, he probably will resign anyhow. I would say if he is charged, then I would say as a sitting judge, he probably should.
There are, because people want to know what would happen under a Matt Bales sheriff, mm-hmm. and one of these, this was submitted by somebody in the medical profession here in Marion, it says the sheriff's department has been a huge supporter of the twice yearly medication disposal day, but the city police typically don't have any involvement. If Lieutenant Bales was sheriff, would he support this program?
Absolutely. The city police actually have a medical disposal bin in the back that people can bring in their medicine anytime. There doesn't have to be a certain day. They can bring them in at any time, and they have a disposal unit in the back they can use back there.
Do you know the reason that the city police typically don't have any involvement in that?
No, I don't.
Yeah. When it comes to the sheriff's office, how would you define the job of sheriff?
The leader of law enforcement in the community, and there's other jobs associated with the sheriff also, you know, CCW licenses, sexual offender registration. But I think that the sheriff, you know, he's the head law enforcement officer of the community. He's the only law enforcement officer that's elected. I think he has to be the most visible law enforcement officer in the community. you know, that's something that I have checked into as far as, like I said before, I'm going to be a working sheriff. I'm going to be on the road protecting the people, protecting their property, protecting their families. I actually did a public records request and to find out, you know, exactly how many calls that I was on the past, since Sheriff Bailey has been elected this last time, how many calls he was on and how many calls Billy Collins was on. You know, since January 1st of 2017 through this past May. And for myself, it was September 27th of last year. So there's a whole 8 months there that I didn't have the opportunity to answer calls. In that time period, I was on 781 calls for the city of Marion. Bill Collins, who's the chief of police, who has a department that has at least 20 people more than the current sheriff, he was on 157 as the chief of police. Sheriff Bailey, who is the top law enforcement officer of the county, the person that people are supposed to look up to as being their protector, was on 9 in 4 years. That's 2 calls a year that he's actually, you know, left the office and gone out on in 4 years. And that's, to me, that's disturbing.
What do you make of it on why that is? Have any idea?
I don't know. I guess he has a different philosophy of being sheriff than I do. You know, my philosophy is I'm going to go out there and protect people. His philosophy is, I don't know. You're going to have to ask him that question, because for a sheriff, especially in Marion County, when you have, like I said before, there's some days you have 2 deputies working for 404 square miles. What happens when you have a hot domestic in Caledonia, you have a man with a gun in LaRue, and you have 2 deputies? You're going to send one to each call? That's the thing I've pledged as being, you know, the new sheriff. I'm going to be out there answering calls. My chief deputy is going to be answering calls. My majors are going to be answering calls. This department, the sheriff's department, is not big enough for that not to happen. You know, just by adding those 4 to the mix is a 13% increase in the manpower on the street. And why he doesn't do it, I don't know. You have to ask him.
What did you make of the new sheriff's station being built? Or being moved, I guess I should say.
That's a whole other story in itself, Scott. They knew for 20 years they needed a new sheriff's office. You know, when the county building was built, the sheriff's office was supposed to go in the basement of there 20 years ago. But Sheriff Butterworth at the time didn't want it to be there, so they kept it out on Williamsport Road. They had sewage coming up through the floor. They had flooding going on out there for 20 years. And there's things that are needs, and there's things that are wants. The needs are the things that are important right now and needs to happen right now. The wants are the things that you do after the needs are taken care of. A new sheriff's office 20 years ago was a need. A combined dispatch was a want. And Sheriff Bailey, his priorities were kind of reversed in that, where he went after a combined dispatch first, and then he worried about the sheriff's department that has sewage coming up through the floor and employees working in those kind of conditions. You know, once he got the combined dispatch done, then he went to the county commissioners wanting a new sheriff's office, which is reverse of the way this show went. The plans that he submitted to the county commissioners for a new sheriff's office were, I believe, and don't quote me, I think they were $7.8 million. The plans he submitted were the same plans for the Fairfield County Sheriff's Office, which has over 100 deputies. Why do you need a sheriff's office that big when you got a third of the employees that they do? And he was asked to pare down that budget down to $5 million, and the county commissioners could at that point afford to pay for a new sheriff's office, and he refused to do so. So the county commissioners, they knew what was going on out there. They knew there was sewage coming up and flooding and everything else. So they bought the GTE building, a 60-year-old building out here on Delaware Avenue. And, you know, kudos to county commissioners for doing that. You know, it was a $1.3 million purchase as opposed to the $7.8 million palace that Mr. Bailey wanted. But they were able to move the sheriff's office into the GTE building. And they have a couple of places leasing space in the building. The Marion City Schools and Meta Solutions are leasing space there, which is cutting down on some of the bills that are associated with a building and property that big and that old. from what I've heard, the bills for that building are over $400,000 a year to use. Also, you know, you're dealing with a 60-year-old building now. Instead of coming up with plans for a sheriff's office that would have fit that $5 million ceiling that the county commissioners gave you, now you're in a 60-year-old building where they've already had flooding in it. I know that for a fact. They have flooding in the basement of it after they moved in. There's going to be repair issues over the years because you're in an older building, an older big building, and there's going to be repair issues and other issues that pop up over it.
Mm. One of the reasons we like to have the candidates on is because we want people to answer in their own words what they believe, what they don't believe. And we did get, I believe this was a Facebook post, so just to clear this up, I guess there was something, I think it was put on MarionStar.com, and the question was, it was a thread on Facebook, will you get a COVID-19 vaccine when there is one? The pandemic won't end unless enough do. That was the question from the Marion Star. Uh-huh. And there was a post on here, somebody saved this, from Bales, from Marion Sheriff, and it said, nope, especially not if endorsed by Gates.
What?
Yeah, did you, now is this, I just, somebody sent it to me, was this even...
That's not me.
That's not you.
No.
Well, I'm glad we brought it up then. So, what is your feeling on the pandemic at this point when it comes to vaccinations?
Well, I know they have something in trial going on. You know, I want it to be a safe vaccine when they come out with it. I don't want to have, you know, people have side effects that could be deadly or something like that. We've lived with it for 6 months now. You know, if we have to live with it for a little longer in order to get a safe vaccine, you know, I don't want to, but I'm willing to do so. I don't want it to have adverse effects on people.
A lot of people have said this is a hoax. What's your feeling on that?
I don't think it's a hoax. You know, you've had people die. You can't have people die and it be a hoax. I don't know if it's... I really can't say. I don't think it's a hoax, no.
When you see something like this, where do you think something like that comes from? This Facebook post? Because this is social media now. This is the strange world we live in.
I would say it had to have come from a supporter of my opponent.
So when that never happened, that is total...
No, that's not me.
That's not you. So when it comes to the pandemic, though, overall, what have you made of it?
As far as...
Yeah, just how it's changed life.
Oh, it's changed life tremendously. Well, just like I explained, you know, running for office for the first time, things are closed down. I have a son that just went to college 2 weeks ago. I'm worried about him all the time. It's changed everybody's life. You have high school football games with only a family that are allowed to come, or that, you know, the kids only get three tickets to have people come and watch him. It's really shut down our community. It's not, hopefully it's going to be over soon. I'll just say that. There's been so many changes, you know, wearing masks all the time. I personally hate wearing a mask. It's changed all of us and changed our perspective on life right now.
Have you tried to follow those orders, like the mask mandate?
I have.
Do you agree with how this has been handled on the state level?
I think that there's things it's been a little bit overblown as far as some of the things that have been come out, that have come out of it. I think that you know, the mask wearing is a good thing. I don't think that we needed to shut down all the businesses that we did back in May. I think if we would have adopted these mask procedures earlier, you could have kept a lot of businesses open. But back then we didn't know. You know, things have changed over the past 6 months that we didn't know back then what we know now.
Talking to the citizens of Marion right now, why would you be the better choice to be sheriff when they go to the polls in November than current Sheriff Tim Bailey?
Well, number one, it's time for a change. You know, the Democrats have been in office for 52 years at the sheriff's office. There hasn't been a Republican sheriff in 52 years. It's been basically a handoff from sheriff to sheriff. Starting with Ron Scheider, he retired midterm, handed it off to John Butterworth. John Butterworth retired midterm, handed it off to Tim Bailey, which is an advantage because they're running as the sheriff at that point. In my opinion, that's what's happening this year, is Tim Bailey wants to win, and then he's going to retire in 2 years and hand it off to Aaron Corwin. You're going to see me, you know, as your sheriff, like I said, you're going to see me on the roads of Marion County, and we're highly visible. I'm going to be protecting your families, protecting your property. I want to look after your tax dollars and not spend it frivolously. That's been happening for the past 16 years. You know, I'm going to cooperate with other agencies. You're going to see, you know, I worked the Marion Police Department last year. Chief Collins is going to be the immediate past police chief of the Marion Police Department. We're going to get along with them. Agencies that work together is a lot more efficient than agencies that don't work together. You know, I get along with the State Highway Patrol. Chief Collins gets along with the State Highway Patrol. There's not going to be an issue there where there's not going to be an issue like happened, you know, several years ago, the example I gave where we had to go to Wyandotte County in order to get a sheriff to back us because the Marion County Sheriff wouldn't.
At this point, with about 2 months left to go, how confident are you?
I'm feeling very confident, Scott. I've had all kinds of support from people. And like I said before, the overriding theme that I've gotten from people when I'm talking to them is they are ready for a change. They are ready for new blood at the sheriff's office. Those are the exact words that I've heard from all kinds of people in Marion County. I'm feeling very confident right now that that's going to happen November 3rd.
Matt Bales, the Republican candidate for sheriff this coming November here in Marion. Matt, thank you for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
Well, it's been a pleasure for me too, Scott. Thank you.
I'll be back in about 15 minutes.
And keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead.